Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
You're listening to American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected.
Community-wide Shura and AM 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event to strengthen our national intelligentsia and network. Contact underwriting today at cwsconline@gmail.com. That's cwsconline@gmail.com. Or call 910-317-0297. 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake this world into a better place.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal. Halal industry, do for sell. I am speaking from a different position today, so if there's any background noise, please excuse us. One of our regular places of getting started. We were there, set up and everything, and realized within 10 minutes that there was 10 minutes prior to coming on that for some reason the Wi-Fi is down there. So we're traveling now back across town. Not too far across, but we're going to be in traffic, so you may hear something in the background. So today, I don't have my books and things in front of me, but I usually can pretty much remember some things that I want to say. I pray to get there because I love reading my notes as well. Our interests have to be, I'm talking about the African-American people. It's not a weird now here when you hear these horns. They're out here in Philadelphia thick. It's rush hour. And we will pick up some of that rush hour noise as I'm trying to get back into a quiet place. So please excuse us, forgive us for that. And I pray that Allah bless us still to come across with a program that was worthy of your time, worthy of you listening and participating. And don't forget, right now I can't see the board to say I see your hand raised, but push one on your phone. If you have a question, if you have a suggestion, you have a statement of some type that you think would be useful for all of us, yourself and us, to hear and share. do that, and our sister Martha be watching for me. She already know my circumstance, and she will cut in anywhere that she need to if she see a hand raised, and we'll entertain your question, your statement, your suggestion, whatever it may be that you have. So other than my traveling to a more quieter place where I can look at my notes, we're going to try and be as smooth today in operation as if I was just sitting at the desk. Just excuse the noise in the background, the vehicles, et cetera. So anyway, I like to address, I'm a person that likes to look at the reality. I've learned a whole lot of things, as I should. Growing up with my father, my mother, my family, everybody, school, wherever, little racism, going into the South, traveling, et cetera, being in Vietnam, being in the streets of Philadelphia, and I lived in a couple other places too. I lived in Chicago for a minute, so I got a chance to see those streets. I lived in Florida for a little bit, and lived in outside of the outskirts of Philadelphia here in White Marsh County up here near Philadelphia. And all of these things, I'm saying that to say it's a point in it, all of these things that we do, these are our training and learning skills being formed in that. When we see how to handle people based on our situations, it's a skill that Allah is grooming us with. We're not just doing that. The situations that we are in, that we stand in, that we work in every day, that we live in, good or bad, these are things that Allah is allowing us to see and learn to not just push ourselves further from the experience, but to leave good, steps for others to follow, coming behind us, years behind us. Many of us, we're following right now steps of people that was around 100 years ago or more. We're following the ones that we've seen, but those imprints were put out, Muhammad the Prophet, 1,400-something years ago. Jesus, 2,000-something years ago. Moses before that. Abraham, all of those, when we read scripture or we experience something, these experiences help us to focus on life itself. So my point today is, why do we feel left out? Meaning, it's impossible for me all my life to not want to do something for other people, some good, particularly my own people. My family first, no doubt, that's where I saw first. But as I grew and to a certain point, that point suggested to me that I need to do for people. And that is what's happening with all of us. Now, some of us, we grow to be, we don't give no thought to anyone else. There's no way that we can help anybody because we were brought up more in a selfish way. And everybody know themselves. You know, I can't possibly believe that I feel myself as a philanthropist. I want to help people. I want to do things. I want to do good things for our community, knowing that if we do good things for our community, for the African-American descendants of slaves, for the Muslims particularly, but for our people, period, that's good for humanity. If we show good examples, do you know a rich man should never be devilish? He should be a helper, and Allah will enrich him even more. But they don't all believe that. They believe they have to take everything that they could take, some of them. I don't know all of them. I don't. Matter of fact, personally, I may not know none of them. But too many people who have wealth, they see their wealth as a way of getting more wealth and cutting everybody out. That's not our way. Allah has created every man, every woman in the same mold. We only have one. It would be different if he created millions at one time. We may be a little confused. He created one soul, and he said, and a mate, and from them, twine, using the coming together, to them, through them, come together, we create many more, scattered seeds all over the earth. And that we have to believe, that's what we have to accept, and we have to know that this is a challenge for us as humans, that can I do something well enough? Can I do it good enough to allow the light that need to be seen to be followed? In other words, what does he say about Muhammad the Prophet? He is the best example. In him, is the best example. We're following that something to be an example. And by Allah's permission, if we do it properly, we will find ourselves building a world that's better than the world that we knew. Because many things that we see, we were always on the bottom. We were always in a situation where the bottom was where we lived. In anybody's eyesight, they want to put us on the bottom. We're the last to get looked at. We'll be told in a manner or talked to in a manner as if we're talked to in a manner that we can't see ourselves ever getting on the top. All that's a conditioning, and in that conditioning, it was wrong. So you and I, we have an opportunity. We have a job to actually look at ourselves in a manner and see the life change for the whole humanity based on us taking the opportunity that Allah give us and live in a manner. Please excuse me. I'm outside of the car now trying to get anywhere I'm going. And you hear cars a little closer, seemingly. But just be patient with me a minute. But we'll see that the job that Allah gives to us is a job that actually testifies that doing it right, people will learn to live right. You're going to destroy all wrong? No, we can't do that. We know that God said there's going to be some people that go straight to the hellfire. And them going straight to the hellfire, that is a reality that we have to believe is going to happen whether we can see it or whether we can't see it. Sister Marla, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to put in a PSA. I can't hear you yet, but we'll turn on this other piece, and I'll be able to hear you. But put it on another one, and I appreciate it. We'll be right back. Put your phone on. You don't have your phone?
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Assalamu alaikum. What is your perception of God, revelation, religion, life, family, and more? Join us every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Lou Princess Aziz as she presents Keeping It Real right here on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. American Muslim 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, an intelligentsia component of the community-wide Shura Conference.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Peter Alter with the Chicago History Museum, where our current featured exhibition is American Medina, Stories of Muslim Chicago. The Chicago History Museum is happy to be in partnership with the community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. You can visit the Chicago History Museum's website at chicagohistory.org to listen to some of the oral history interviews featured in the museum's American Medina exhibition, visit soundcloud.com/Chicago Museum. To learn more about the community-wide Shura Conference, visit cwsc.us. Together, we can remake the world.
Peace. Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to read Quran, Surah 22, verse 58-59. Those who leave their home in the cause of Allah and are then slain or die on their will, on them will Allah bestow verily provision. Truly, Allah is He who bestows the best provisions. Verily, He will admit them to a place which will they shall be well pleased. For Allah is all-knowing, most forbearing.
Yes, thank you, Nate. Assalamu alaikum once again. This is Iman Wali Ayub Bilal. At the halal industry, do for self. We're just about settled in on the next spot. You know, we had to leave, for those of you who weren't here. Nate and myself had to rush from one part of town to another town, because where we were at, that we do the program from, the Wi-Fi for some reason wasn't kicking in. So I carried the beginning of the message as I was riding. He was riding in another vehicle, and we're here. So God willing, we'll have a message today that we pray that is useful also, even with all this rushing that we're doing. So, as I was saying, we as a people, anybody, not just us, anybody, Allah has given this formula to every individual that ever lives. And he gives it to them for their time. You know, I used to ask the brothers, especially when I had my own masjid in Jersey and Philly, brothers and the sisters, why do you quote the hadith so much? Not that they're bad, not that something wrong with them. The Prophet told us what to look for, prayers and peace be upon us. But why do you quote them and think that's the way to see it, just like they said, of their time, when there are things that we can look at that is directly from the Quran or directly from the Hadith that we should see ourselves? You know, 100 years from now, the person you're talking about may not be read as much. They may be reading about you, meaning you may be the scholar. And that means, I'm just saying that, you don't have to be a scholar by going to school and getting a master degree or a PhD, whatever. You don't have to have that. Their brothers today, they get their PhD because they studied overseas and whatnot, and they feel that qualifies them to teach the world. No, you don't get it like that. If you're qualified to teach, then be a teacher. When it comes to moving the community, and I pray Allah I don't do a bad job, but when it comes to moving the community, you have to move the community based on life itself. What is happening in the atmosphere you're in? In Philadelphia, there's too much killing going on. I can relate to a time that there were problems being among our community, killing, hurt, drugs, everything. And I can remember when the Nation of Islam, and I was in it, but prior to that, I didn't really know what the Nation of Islam actually looked like. But once I'm in it, and we had to approach the crime in the street, easy to see, we could stop it without rhetoric that shows that, and I don't get me wrong, I don't mean that that which was being said of the Prophet, that which you even quote out of the Quran, is just rhetoric. It's rhetoric if you don't know what to do with it. What difference does it make if a man say, I love God, I love God, I love God, and then every time he walked down the street, he smacked the so-and-so out of somebody for no reason. See another person eating their food and snatch it and take it from them. See a person get ready to get in their car, and they little old push them out of the doorway before they can get in the seat and go ahead and take their car and run somewhere with it. Meaning, if you're still going to be wrong, you saying you know God don't mean anything. Our experience tells us something. My experience tells me that Allah helped the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Honorable Elijah Muhammad had a third grade education, born in 1897. I couldn't even imagine. I can't right now imagine somebody in the third grade. Matter of fact, somebody in this day and time, my age, younger than me, living a life as an adult with a third grade education, ain't got nothing. But here's a man in 1897. 1897 seemed like you were still in slavery. Even if slavery was supposed to be cut out in most places, you know them Caucasians wasn't treating us like we should be in school. So what is a third grade education? But look what Allah put in his experience, in his life. His lesson said, learn these lessons, and your reward will be Quran Kareem or Quran Sharif.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me to study, for me to read, I can get a Quran. Now, of course, I had a Quran before I even got into the nation. Like I said, I was invited to go to the temple. My cousin wasn't there when I got there. But either way, I went. He might have went to another temple once I learned about temples a couple years later. But when I went, I accepted. They wouldn't let me in because I was in the military. They allowed me to purchase. I wasn't trying to purchase none. I just wanted a piece of paper to tell me something that I could take with me to read a little bit about. What is this about? Get it into my head. What is this Nation of Islam? Then when I come home from service, I would have checked it out probably. But they didn't have, when I asked for something to read, they set up the Quran, Maulana Muhammad Ali. They set up How to Eat to Live and Message to the Black Man. I brought both of them, all three of them, excuse me. Took them three books, the Bible and the dictionary, to Vietnam. And every chance, my hobby was reading as a youngster. And I loved it so much, I was able to read all every time I came back. I wouldn't like the rest of the soldiers. They used to laugh at me. They want to look at smut books. I don't want to see no smut book. If it ain't real, get it away from me. That's how I felt. I ain't looking at no piece of paper or some woman I can't get. And even if she was real and didn't want me, I didn't want to see her anyway. But I read. I was in war, no question about that. So if nothing else, and I'm not saying this to make me a big to-do, I'm saying you, me, all of us, what we have to see with our people, this is our time. This is a time that Allah gave us. And where did he give us the space at? America. In other words, he allowed us to be brought here to this country. He set the plan. Remember, nothing gets past the plan of God. Ain't no bunch of Caucasians or a bunch of blacks, redskins, whatever, to go just take people, a whole nation of people, so to speak. No, we weren't the whole nation. They didn't take everybody from wherever we were from, but they took so many, they created a nation of people right here in America. Born and dying, born and dying, born and dying. In slavery, they had no problem with killing some of us to prove their point. But we were erased. That's something that we should all keep stuck in our head. How did we get like we became? Some went too far, yes, after slavery was over. But how did we get here? And why would Allah bring us to a country that we shouldn't want to be a part of? He's brought us here to be the example. When we look at America, what is America? We haven't seen America yet. The best of America, we haven't seen it yet. There's been some displays here and there, little sprinkles. But the best of America will come alive when we come up and do for ourselves. And while we're doing for ourselves, not pass off judgment based on, because listen to this here. I think all of us could believe that the majority of the Caucasians, had this happen to them, they get strong, they're going to kill the people who did it to them. They show that all over the world. They don't mind showing you that in history, TV, programs, you know, true but untrue stories, movies. That's not us. That is, as Donald Elijah Muhammad said, brother, don't try to kill them. Don't try to hurt them. You can't do that. A few of you can. But as a majority, you can't do that. He's telling us it's not in our nature. This is a favor from Allah. We could have came through, me personally, could have came through any group. I mean, not my choice. Allah put me in the nation. You can't even see Islam as a favor until Allah invites you. Look at the favor, and as Allah says in the Quran, and Imam Muhammad used to quote and giving us a double version, which of the two favors of your Lord will you deny? We used to read it, which of the favors of your Lord, which is strong enough. But he showed us two favors, Rahman and Rahim, two favors. And he told us where we get this double favor from. We get it from Surah Ar-Rahman. And then reading that, the help he gave us, I'm talking about both of them,
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I'm cleaning up the vessel of the man. The one coming after me will put the word of God in the man. He'll bring you face to face with God. And we already knew that was going to be W.D. Muhammad, Wallace D. Muhammad. It's written on the back of the wall. But as the daughter, the back of the door. But as the daughter, his sister, Imam Muhammad's sister, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's daughter said to me, she stayed over here in Jersey for a while with a family that we were friends with, and we used to go over and just, she'd tell us stories of the life with Farad Muhammad and how that was. And she pointed out that, no, behind the door, on the wall, the name was written. But if you push the door open and walk in, the door would cover the name. But if you shut the door, the name is not on the door, it's on the wall. She told us little things like that. And so some people, they might, oh, what is that? That ain't important. Those are facts. Those are actual facts. Remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us that. Here's this man so smart, 1987 born. He's so smart with a third grade education. He developed the look of the Nation of Islam by just information that you could have got off of any newsstand, the almanac. How many miles is the how fast light travel? How fast sound travel? Earth weighs 6 ton tons with a unit followed by 21 ciphers. You know, he made us think. We was counting like that among the African Americans. I don't think he had too many Caucasians counting like that. I mean, I really believe that they were, and I'm not doing a race scandal thing, but they were dumber than us. They would look at us and tell us we're nothing, but we were the ones that built America under their watch. Remember, they sat on the distance with their rifle in their hand. They watched us, whether it was dealing with vegetables, fruits, or whatever it was. We were the one that built America. So that's something in our genes as an experience. And in that experience, along with all the other experiences, we should know we could do for self. That's my point I'm getting to. I ain't getting to a point to dislike somebody because something happened. No, it happened because Allah wanted it to happen. And that's what we have to believe. Allah favored us, brought us to this land, had us build it. So one day we'll stand up as a people, honorable, looking at each other and others looking at us and wanting to be like us. Imagine a little thin or even a big, fat, muscular one or whatever. Caucasian looking out the window talking about them lazy ends. That old slave ain't worth nothing. They know they couldn't tell truth on that. That wasn't the way it goes. We have to see for a fact that what Allah has done to us is a favor. Now, when did the favor start working? It started working for us, for this generation that's still here and that's coming after. It started working for us, many of us, with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It may have been working for some others before the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. As I said before, there were our brothers of the Moorish American community used to tell me back in the 70s, early 70s, 70, 71, yeah, Elijah Muhammad. I said, hey, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I'm a little fellow, but I was the type of person you had to put the honorable on there if you're talking to me. So he said, okay, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Farad, no, Master Farad Muhammad. Remember, we ain't going to disrespect the Honorable Noble Drew Ali, I would say to him. So you're not going to disrespect, you know, our leaders. So he said, okay. But they studied under them too, Father Divine. They named a few more. They said this. They studied under Noble Drew Ali. I said, okay, that's good. I don't know. It may be true. It may not be true. I've heard some things like that. Well, what I realized is this, I had to tell them, what I realized is that Noble Drew Ali, as good as he was, he didn't have enough. Look what Noble Drew Ali has built, since you're talking, that's what I would tell them. And look what the nation looked like. Compared to the nation, you all don't even exist no more. So, yes, it's nice that your noble Jew Ali taught our Master Farad and our Elijah, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But look where we at today, and look where we going. We have to have a spirit today, not to be insulting. I wasn't insulting. I talked to him nice. But as a little person, I wasn't no chump or nothing. You can come up and say something to me, and I'm a curl up and swivel to a point that, I'm ashamed to even mention my leaders when I know what my leaders have done for me. But these leaders were given to us by Allah. And he gave us Islam, submission to his will. What is Islam? Submission to his will. And who submits to Allah's will? He created everything. There's not an air of space that air exists in that it doesn't, the air itself doesn't submit to Allah. The water, everything, insects. If you can think of it, if you can envision it, that and what we can't think of and envision, Allah created to submit to his will. And by submitting to his will, the world will find the peace in building year after year, century after century. We have to build a new world. We're going to start with the model community, God willing. And we got some things already existing, but I'd like to help push for the model community. We do the model community just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did the temple, meaning you put one in one city, you put it in another city. You put it in one state, you put it in all 50 states. Eventually, we will grow like that. As we grow, the developers will be looking for more to feed off of. And the people that are hungry for it will have places for it to be built. We have to believe that'll happen automatically. It won't happen if we don't want it. For the one that don't want it, he won't even see it. They'll look up one day in this building, they say, who live over there? Say, the Muslims. Well, I'm a Muslim, I ain't living. You turned away. We have to believe that, in other words, we don't get old and fade out. We get older. Yes, we die one day. But what did we leave? What is the legacy that we left? Imam Muhammad left a legacy with us. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad left a legacy for us. For my personal life, my father, my mother left a legacy. His brothers and sisters left a legacy. And those things is just natural for the human being to build and leave something to be continuously built in your trail. We don't want to build crime, criminology. Our neighborhoods all over the country somehow are being fed guns. We got to speak to that. We have to have a model community that speaks to that. And the model community now that I'm talking about ain't brick and mortar. It ain't cash dollars. It's human beings that's speaking to the wisdom of why we don't want guns in our community. Not like that. Not the way it's happening. Winding up in the hands of 14-year-old, 13-year-old boys and girls killing each other. That's Satan's trick. Mm-hmm. And we can shut Satan can't beat none of us. We just got to get to work to shut him off. If you and I won't listen to his whispering, why is anybody else listening? Because they don't know. So we have to come together and help them. All this is in my normal dialogue, industry, economics, halal. To have an industry, you have to have the body of people working with you on all ways, not just buying from you. Protecting the mindset. An industry doesn't describe or depict one building doing something. Industry depicts buildings doing a lot of things. You need clothes, that's within the industry. You need food in the industry. In the home, we need homes in the industry. We need furniture in the industry. We need cars in the industry. In other words, if we just doing business as Muslims or as African-American descendants of the slave, that's just business. But if we build properly everything we need, banks, hospitals, clinics, schools, not only build them, but build the life that goes in them to make them work. What good would it be? We got an industry that can make cars, but we ain't got no car makers going in there. We got plenty of them. And not only will African-American, Muslims and African-Americans work with us, some of the best of the Caucasians. And I do believe that the majority of the human beings, if they are put in a situation where they could do better, they will. I believe also that Allah has given that to us as a job, as a commitment to do. Sister Naya, Martha, if you will, I'm going to ask of you to do another PSA for us, if you don't mind. Then it'll give me a chance to pull my computer up. Thank you.
There's a place where words make people, a place where you're invited to expand your heart and mind. There's a place where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. You're listening to the American Muslim 360 Radio Network, 24/7, Muslim hosted, from religion and current world events, politics, faith and education, marriage and health, music and arts, physical fitness and more. Join AM 360, where we're helping to build a model community every day. It's a place where you can help remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. God's peace be upon you. You are invited to CWSC National Town Hall. Straight to the point. The 50-year human family planning. That's every second Saturday, starting at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for 5 to 7 hours. Yes, you've heard it right. And we need your contribution. You want to be a part of the discussion and the solution? Please dial 910-317-0297. Again, we are inviting you to join us every second Saturday for the discussion and for solutions to the 50-year human family planning. It is a CWSC National Town Hall, straight to the point. Your contribution is needed. We want to be informed, we want to implement, and we want to initiate documents. We have identified that we do need a 50-year human family planning. Let's remake the world into a better place. God's peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Yes, 504-400. We're opening up your mic. Are you open already? Come on in. Speak.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Glad to hear you, my brother. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
And also your co-host. I'm glad to be able to be alive this day and time. Alhamdulillah. So, what I'm going to do, brother, you start talking, Brother Wiley. I do. You just take up all my little poems. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to read something that I got off this calendar that I got a long time ago. So here we go. Now, this is Imam Muhammad speaking, right?
Yes.
No, well, hold on. I'm going to do it like this. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it is not for me to correct the teaching left by Farah. That is for you to do, my son. And this is Imam Muhammad. My father prepared and taught many, including each member of his family and many outside of his immediate family. He regarded all of his followers as members of a broad family, and he prepared and taught them also. But there was never any doubt in his mind that I would be the one who should come into this office. The Nation of Islam will not seek leadership in the East. All Muslims are brothers. Our relationship will be that of one independent community of Muslims with other independent community of Muslims. The group must respect its members, even the prophet, the most outstanding human being conferred in the change, temporal matter as an equal among his companions. Allah wanted to invest in the future for improved education, strong schools, and strong businesses. Members of the Muslim American society must work to build a better place for themselves, one that will benefit all people, regardless of race or religion. Be family at home and in the community with all of your neighbors and all people. That's one thing can save our community life. Assalamu alaikum.
Still caught up in Russian, right? I was talking to everybody with myself in mute. Nobody was hearing me but Brother Nate here today. You know what I mean? And Brother James Bashir might be listening somewhere because his wife, we all want to keep her in prayer. She was very ill, going on 2 weeks now, and she was taken from the hospital yesterday, I believe it was, to the rehab center. I got a chance to see her last night. She was asleep while I was there, though. But he was there. And she's getting better, but still all of us, we need prayers from each other. So, you know, we pray for him. We pray for his wife. We pray for their family. And we pray for all of the believers, all of us. I mean. So, as I'm saying, we have to see that we're not on a mission that we just made up. You know, when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad went somewhere and pulled a few people, a few scientists together and laid out something. No. And most of us that have been called to Islam, we have already seen something in our life moving us towards doing better. Most of us had something that told us there's something else. We didn't know it was Islam. I never heard the term Islam. But when I became a Muslim, I heard a brother when I was a teenager say, walk past a building. I've said this before. Walk past a building, and I couldn't tell what he said. And I asked the brother that was nearest to the door, what did he say? And the brother said, salami salam, something like that, salami salam. You know what I mean? So he didn't say it right, first of all, but it was different and caught my attention. I walked right out the door and looked. I seen the way he walked. I went, looked to the left, didn't see him. I walked to the corner, looked to the left and right, looked at see if there was a trolley, maybe a bus or something that he just got on. Nothing. He's like he disappeared. And years later, of course, like I say, I got a chance to go to the temple that we are in, just becoming Muslims, believers in the faith, believers in Allah, believers in the messenger and the other messengers. You know what I mean? The prophets, we know Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, is the seal of all prophets. He's not the seal of messengers, as some people say. I even hear brothers from the East knowing the Arabic. You know, those are two different words, Nabi and Rasul, two different words. It doesn't say he's the seal of all the messengers. Because we all still got to meet with the messenger of death. That messenger coming to all of us. You know, it's time. And we can say no, we can say whatever we want, but if it's time, unless that messenger, that angel of death was told by Allah, just see if you want to come. You can't stay. You can do whatever you want. You got to come. You know what I mean? But in this work that we're looking at that is upon us, it's for us to come together as one. This community of Muslims, this special, this is not just a community, but this special made community that started with us. And this is not to exclude anybody else. You know, if I pull up in a nice car, one of the top cars, and I'm shining and I'm standing outside admiring it, that don't stop somebody from standing over there admiring this. I'm admiring what Allah gave me. He gave me the Nation of Islam. He gave you the Nation of Islam. And our brother, whom we love, Minister Farrakhan, I don't hear him call it the Nation of Islam. And I think some of his following is toned down because the few that I did run into, they would say, you know, we the Nation of Islam. I said, no, brother, you're looking at the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam was there with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And Minister Farrakhan wouldn't change that. You can take on a name, but just say you copycats. You know, they don't say you. And how's somebody going to take that? Who could be the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Who could be Imam W.D. Muhammad? No, they all had a special role from God. All the rest of them got special goals. Muhammad Ali, special goals. His face. Everybody around the world see a part of his face. They know that's Muhammad Ali. Who helped Muhammad Ali? Who helped Minister Farrakhan? Who helped Minister Malcolm? And all the rest of them that we knew. All up and down the parts of America, southwest, north, and east. This was a special situation that only God could do. How you spread something, little man that can't really probably read and write too well or couldn't at one point. How you got the spirit and just spread this all over the world? And he used to say, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say, he said, don't worry about how it's going to get around. You just say the word and Allah will put his hand over the earth and it'll spread. Now, who can't believe that? If you believe as a guy, you can believe that, first of all, Islam was not a language, a term. We said submission to God. But we didn't say it in Arabic, Islam. Here we are today. And I would think if we read ourselves right, Allah's favor is on us, and the favor is to be an example. Not just of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, not throw him away. But Allah says to us, you don't dishonor that which brought you about. You don't dishonor your mother. You don't dishonor your father. So when I look at, for me, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the spiritual father. Excuse me, spiritual mother. Excuse me. He gave us the discipline that a mother would give their children in the beginning, how to act outside the house, around the house, how to study, how to read, how to do this. Then they clean you up, take a bath every day, son. That's right. And remember back then, we wasn't cursing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still don't curse. I thank Allah, I never liked it. But I find ministers, imams, excuse me, today will curse off the roster. Right. And I had to figure out, what are you doing, man? This ain't your house. This is God's house, man. Clean your mouth, you know what I mean? But the thing is, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had it where I would say, I never heard a curse word in the temple back in the day. I never heard it. Now, I know our beloved imam, he shocked us many times. And he said he had to stop cursing because he did come out shocking us. And he shocked us. But the reality is, look what he gave us, an ability to walk through corruption without being corrupt. And that was one of his statements, without being corrupt. In other words, if you've never seen it before, you might get lost in it. But if you recognize, you don't need that. That's a tool I don't need. I don't need dirt as a tool unless I'm planting flowers or planting food or something. So he gave us the light in a way that, you know what I mean? In other words, there was a shock in there sometimes. That made us see our realities. But today, The shock is not necessary. The day is necessary for us to come back together as one, across the country, work as one and build. See the talents of each other and appreciate them. Those talents will help us build the model community. I don't see every imam as just being an imam. I say, my suggestion, in our model, we're going to need professors. And if the imams, you think about Professor Fahim Shuaib, and I don't call him that. He may not like to be called professor. Fahim Shuaib. There's a man that's been talking on marriage as long as I've known him. And I go back a ways knowing him. Since the imam pretty much started in office, him, Qasim, may Allah have mercy on him, Nasir, Yahya, all of them, and many, many more, Darnell Kareem. They got special, I would say, special knowledge. Not superior, special. Meaning it's a field of study. But how many of us, regular people, got special knowledge that can build a community? Think about the ones who know a little science. Some of them know, you know, we got our brothers in Virginia that was teaching at the school. And I forget his name. May Allah forgive me, have mercy. I think his last name is Sabir or something to that effect. But either way, they do lamb, they do goat, they do livestock. We're going to need them. We're going to need all of us to come together, and we will show what God has showed us as a way to pull ourselves together and improve our world. We haven't lost the tools. We haven't become toolless, so to speak. No, we still got the tools. We got enough love with each other that we can show that, and that will touch our children. That will touch the young.
That's what we got to do.
We can build businesses in our community and their children are working their own business. These corner stores, don't run the people out that's in there, the Hispanics, the Koreans, the Vietnamese. Don't run them out of the neighborhood. Just put one in the neighborhood and tell all of us, buy from yourself. When we look at the need, Imam Muhammad said one time, speaking from dust industry, sometime from the beginning, but he spoke on it. He said a man had lived on some land, and he went out and grew some kind of vegetables for himself, and he realized his neighbor need the same thing. So what was he saying? Here's a market created. And the farm, the other down the street, he may not be a farmer. He might not even look at the ground and see that food come up out of the ground. He may somehow be good with animals. He may have been the one with the cattle or the sheep or the lamb, goat, chicken, turkeys, whatever the case may be. Or another one might be good trees, chopping them down and building something for you to sit on or lay on or building a house for shelter, coming away from the skin, the animal skins. So look where we at today. We still wear animal skins, but look how beautiful they look.
Mm-hmm.
We could take metal from places where once upon a time, in the time of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, they didn't know nothing about minerals in earth like they are. But we living in a time where everything can be built. And Allah says, go off as in a race, not just in religion, but in good competition. We build what's necessary to be built, the industry that's necessary to be built, keep our halal spirit that Allah blessed, and we establish our economics. You know, I've said, even with this here, we can use monies, but why put any monies together before anybody find out what the plan is? We got to rush this. That what we're supposed to have, all we got to do is take time and build the love for each other, build the trust for each other, build the faith for each other. Now, those are the first three things we should have for God. But you think God gave them to us to have for him but not have for each other? If we got that love, that trust, that faith, like we once upon a time had in the nation, and I'm not saying it didn't exist in other bodies. I'm saying where I saw it all the way live. Allah didn't give me. I mean, I went to church because my father and my mother were Christians. My father, I never remember him telling me Jesus is God. I mean, I heard the prayers and everything, but in his reading the Bible to me, he never told me that Jesus was dead. And I'm not trying to cover him. I really don't remember it happening. But at the same time, he taught me the love that God wants us to have for each other, the trust he wants us to have for each other, the faith, the decency, everything. And don't forget, anybody, if you have a question, a statement, suggestion, touch the one on your phone, and we'll open that line up. I mean, we're finally settled where I can see my material now. Now, where we were at, for some reason, the Wi-Fi wasn't there. We had to travel and get established in another place. So we're here, and we thank Sister Martha for being right there for us and to handle it and bring to us what we needed to hear. I see we got our brother again, 504-400. I'm turning your mic on. You can go ahead and begin.
Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir.
Something that really like to share. I'm getting loud. A paradise on earth called community life. Just live right. Allah will give us insight. America the free. Let's work for generational wealth and peace. What? No real money? Community life. It's not easy to establish peace. Allah has given us what we need. Poverty is a disease. Common sense can cure it. Thinking on God, you will profit. Common sense is a benefit. Do we have a budget? Afraid to trust each other. Legally, we can figure it out. Safeguards and contracts has come together. Once our spirit changed, there is hope for us. As a people, we must learn how to trust. The people of God consciousness, eventually they will progress. The scribe and poet deserves more. Those in our association want more than a corner grocery store. You said we'll put over the storehouse. We want to own it. No disrespect to the prophet. Allah's natural creation will give up its treasures, bounties without measure. When the individual life is good and highly respected, excuse me, let me go back a little one thing. Bounties without measure, respect for those who wrote their letters. When the individual life is good, the community life is good. Obedience and sincerity brings prosperity. Our intellect is best. Right now, we can't afford the rest. If it's our return, we must become economically firm. Entrepreneurship is a serious part of our worship. Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, brother. Want to hit one? To turn your mic off.
Alhamdulillah.
Join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for Self with your host, Imam Wali Aji Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal's Inc. And co-hosts, James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish a community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at area code 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at area code 515-605-9891 or area code 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org. Fan Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us. Or leave a listener comment at area code 310-317-0297. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Yes. Assalamu alaikum once again. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the halal industry, do for self. Yes, and to continue, our move is to find the best way to get those who are inspired to do something for themselves to come together. We want it to be the Muslim community. We want it to be the African-American descendant of slaves community. And whatever Allah calls us to see together, we should see it in a light that He pulls us together. But we have to do some of the work. So I'm asking each of us, we're talking about trying to do a program 2023, right around the corner. We'd like to do it by July. July may be the goal, the month of the goal. I will look at things here in Philadelphia, but we'll do it, Allah willing, when we get a certain amount of months out. We should have a feel for who has the largest crowd, the South, the West, the North, the East Coast, or Philadelphia. And I say Philadelphia, that's the East Coast. But it could be the East Coast, New York. It could be East Coast, New Jersey, because more people might be coming out of those areas. There are places that I already know where we can do it. We will work on certain things. But if the majority of people is coming from the South, we shouldn't cause everybody to move from, unless they just want to see the Philadelphia area. That kind of appeal could be people that want to travel. But the goal is by July for us to come together and see what's our niche. What's the best area for us to work in? Everyone, Allah says, I've turned you to a goal. So if we trust each other to come and talk and say what we have, there are certain people I will ask to that I've spoken to already. Some of them I haven't done that, asked them the question yet, but I've spoken to them to know their field. So there are a few architects I know that are among this Muslim community. Of course, I will ask them, would they mind speaking? This means that say we start with A and we looked at the architect, just not to say that it has to be the first in A, but I'm saying architect because one of the first things you kind of need to give to the people as a whole, a picture of, bring the architect on board to do the drawings. What does it look like? What can a community of ours look like? So there are suggestions there. We would want them to talk to each other between now and then, as well talking to the rest of us. So therefore, when we get there, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, everybody that has a goal, if I could call it that, would have a time to share with the people in all 3 days. There'll be breakaways, but on all 3 days, God willing, Allah willing, they'll have a chance to share what does a model community look like to you as architects, to you as engineers, to you as educators. And we got to have the educators. But we got to build schools. We want homes. We want businesses. But we want places like our University of Islam used to be. Our Sister Kalam Muhammad School was great. Don't get me wrong.
That's
right. So many of we had students here in Philadelphia. They were given scholarships to go to some top-notch schools. We got a number of them.
Couple of doctors.
That's right, lawyers, you know, came from our school, Sister Claremont School. They didn't take a shortcut to somebody else's school to get the degree. No, they got it from our Sister Claremont School and was called to come to top colleges. I'm sure that happened all over. So we want many of them involved. We want those who are developers to be involved. We want those who are laborers and things of that nature to be involved. Doctors for hospitals and medical clinics to be formed.
Those from the building trade.
Yeah, those from the building trade, Nate reminded me. All of them that's from that building trade, whether you're laying brick or carpenter or glazer, glass, all the building trades. We need people from all of them that will say, what would it look like to have a model community? How much land would the first one sit on?
It got to be a sizable place because you want everything in it if you can. Not piled up on top of each other. It's so small you got to put everything on top. We got to always have our own security. Mm-hmm. Tied with the police department in that township, wherever we at. But we got to have our own because we can have a type of order that they may can't get. We can shut down something in our community, we did as the nation anyway, that others might not be able to get. We have to bring sensibility to the lifestyle. So if we're the example of establishing community life, we expect to have brothers and sisters, families that will get wealthy. But we pray that they are Muslim in their character. They practice what's halal. They love, they trust, they have faith in what they're doing. And we will find rich people helping people, whether it's helping them to get wealthy, helping them to get educated, another type of wealth, looking kindly and properly in the way that we sell homes to each other. In other words, let's show the world how people should live. They look over there and say, why can't we? I'm asking this question of us. You ain't got to answer. Just think. It's just food for thought. Why can't we be those who see ourselves giving a picture to others on how to have a life in Medina? I ain't talking about Medina physically. I'm talking about the Medina in the thought. Yeah, it became the city of the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. And I'm sure early on it was much love in that township. I don't know what Medina is like now. I've visited, going on Hajj. Most of you go on Hajj, you'll visit Medina, but you don't get a feel for everything that's there. But the point is, if we got an idea of what it was supposed to represent, we ain't got to name it Medina, but if we got an idea of what it was supposed to represent, why can't we, with the help of Allah, build a heaven type of community for ourselves? Allah says in the Quran, Imam Muhammad helped us with that too. We read it, but I'm sure most of us, we read right over it. They said when they get into the next life, the paradise, they said, ooh, I had something like this before. Meaning, get your heaven here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Me personally, I don't talk to people about dying. You know what I mean? If you're on your deathbed, then that's different. I got to talk to you about it. I don't talk to people about the hellfire. I ain't rushing to none of them. As a matter of fact, I ain't trying to go to the hellfire at all. But I can talk about paradise. And Allah wants us to see paradise here first. This world is ugly right now.
Yeah.
Allah didn't make it early. Think about this here. There's a hadith that says Allah says to his angel, Jibril, say, go look at the world I created. And he looks and he says, oh, my Lord, everybody's going to get paradise from that. He said, now look again, now that Shaitan has done his thing to him. He came back with his head dropped, sad. Oh, my Lord, ain't nobody going to make it. All of them going to be, you know, to the hellfire. So what is that telling us? Shaitan's going to do his thing amongst us. And look at the world right now. Putin doing this thing in his honorable. Don't everybody feel real nice that the blonde virus is out of the White House, but it looks like he can't get back in also. He's a virus. You know what I mean? He's a virus of lies. It was contagious. He went to the White House and caused people to feel like they should love him more than their own honor. And I was pleased to see different people, women particularly. Caucasians and African American, but most of them that was in that field was Caucasian. So how do you feel? How are you going to show your children you live like this? The way he was, the way the men were acting behind him. No, we that ain't the world God. Hey, listen, Allah gives us everything, every one of us. You got to get it in your time. Now, say for instance, you threw all your food out. You went in the refrigerator and just took everything and threw it in the trash. Just brought it yesterday, maybe, fresh, looking good, some cooked, smelling good. You take all of it and just throw it in the trash. It might be a minute before you get some more.
But the reality, when you notice the house next door, they eating and having fun, you might learn some that was the way to keep your heaven in your house. We have to be the example. Allah wants examples. He gives us messages to be examples. Every one of us, not just men, not just black, but every one of us, every human being is to be an example from God, from Allah. And if we know that, we want to be the best example. We don't want to be an example that people are ashamed of. And we could really put our families, our children to shame that we can't build nothing when we're building everything. Everything that got built in America, we got some of us in it. Might be a few things that none of our hands was in, but there's a few things that some of the other people, none of their hands was in. But we've been in it. We built America and didn't get paid. Should we want reparations? Yes, but why are we waiting on reparations? Let us build the idea of establishing our own businesses in our own communities where our children will get strength from what they see in us. And like I say, I look for the day, because it happened before, I look for the day that we're opening up so much in our neighborhoods that our brothers and sisters from other parts of the world that's in our neighborhoods been selling to us all the time. They just, all they could do is stand in the doorway and just look at everybody go by. People walking by speaking to them, but they're going to our stores, your stores, mine. You know, they're going there. That's what we got to get to. And it ain't hard to do. But we got to re-educate our people that we have to do for self. We have to take, if I got $10 in my pocket, why am I spending $9? Can't wait to spend $9 with other people and going to just spend $1 with me. No, I got to find a way to let that 10 circulate. You know that old saying? Some people hand the money circulates so many times. For us, it's just in and out. Don't. If you don't close your hand fast enough, you'll just feel a breeze. And look at your hand, ain't nothing in it. You know what I mean? And nobody stole it. You just ain't got no way to circulate. So that's what we have to watch out. We just give it away. And it's not about money, but it's about the love, the trust, and the faith that we have to build back with ourselves, all of us across the country. And we have places for everybody to do something. I can't wait to see our first tower. You know, the thing that you do your TV, your radio, you speak around the world on, the one that we own, this body of Muslims own. So we can have a voice around the world, paying our dues to keep it up like it's supposed to be. Whatever got to be paid to the government, we pay it. We want to be the best in America. We want to be the most trusted in America. That's halal. That's where all of that comes from. That's the hope. That's everything. Trust. That's right. And that's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has helped us to see. And I do believe, especially in the 30s and the 40s, 50s, many of the people that came to the nation, they was already just good people. You know what I mean? It said that the nation started going bad once our brother Malcolm, may Allah forgive him, have mercy, once he came in. Not that he brought it in, but somehow they figured because he got out of jail and he became one of the leaders and he had a bad reputation for doing bad things. He wasn't no devil, but he had a reputation for doing some different things in the street, you know what I mean, in all various ways. Yeah, so some of that followed.
Right.
And it got into the temple real strong. Malcolm ain't had nothing to do with that. Once the Honorable Elijah Muhammad got sick, started getting a little sick, couldn't come out as much, the ministers started tying together and said, let's get some of this, let's get some of this other money. And some people, you don't know nothing about that. I know some about it. I know some about the poison of the temple. You know what I mean?
How the temple been poisoned.
Yeah. Nate reminded me. He helping me with the words. Yeah, you know what I mean? So we got to make sure that doesn't happen. Those doors have to be closed. And Allah will give us that. Allah has given it to us. I should say it that way. All we got to do is come together and work. So as I was saying, July next year, 2023, we plan to have a meeting that calls us to building
not talking about the model community, but building it, establishing it. In that, that should include the community-wide Shore Conference 50-year plan. I have a 35-year. They all look alike, and we all got to work to make it happen. Our community-wide Shore Conference, I would say that's where the brains will come from. They the only ones that got it? No, we'll have a team across the country, but why not have a team that's duplicated or following what already exists? That's what I say about professors. We don't have to go send somebody to school. We can sign our people. These are our schools. There are certain things, yes, the government get involved that you should teach. We're going to have that plus. People need to be talking about getting their skills together and talking about what they are. Our brothers that do poetry or do stories. All of us, African-Americans, descendants of slaves, Muslims, Christians, atheists, whatever, all of us should be writing stories, writing books. Free man, they don't write no books. Well, they might not be able to tell their story because they're ashamed of it. But when it comes to the majority of us, every individual that is an African-American descendant of slaves need to begin to tell our story. The Caucasians at some point, they got to the point that they say, well, they don't want it taught in the schools because it makes their children look like they were bad people. Well, they was. They're terrible people. You take your children. I couldn't think about it, and I know you can't. Think about going to a fire, not on the stove, a fire around the trees, or a person hung on a tree and sat on fire, and I got my children there eating chicken and talking about it's a picnic. No, it needs to be seen so they don't become like that. They don't stay like that. The good that is in one human being is in all of us. I see the hand up for 727-916. I just turned your mic on. Introduce yourself.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Naila Abdullah from St. Petersburg / Clearwater, yes. Florida. I'm thankful that you're sharing this evening. And I want to, when you mentioned about telling our own story, it was crossing my mind earlier today, and it has been several times. But now to give more thought to it and more action behind that thought is telling our story and seeing it. Remember Nora, Zora Neale Thurston, and as she wrote and interviewed people, I see that same process in me. The year line, it seems to be more settling in our lives wherein we can write and say, okay, I am your neighbor. You may not know me, or I am one who, you know, did whatever, and then began to give your name and see more importance in getting to know one another through our experiences, as you spoke of. So alhamdulillah. Yeah. Those are simple writings that can be done. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much, Sister Ma. And one of the things that we have to see, those things open up the door for schools, libraries, publishing companies. As I said before, I worked in Muhammad Speaks plant in Chicago when I lived there a little bit of time, early 71, I believe it was, late 70, early 71. And then living there, the whole thing was looking at that place that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had there. I forget the name of the street right now. I think it started with an E. But either way, we have to have another, not one. Remember, Imam Muhammad said this too. He said, don't have just one Muhammad speak. I mean, one Bilalian News or Muslim Journal. Write different publications. We have our brother Imam Pasha out of New York. He has his paper. I think it's the Informer, something to that effect. I did mine for some period of time, a New Africa perspective. I plan to do it again. But we need our own publishing companies. Matter of fact, I asked Aisha, I'm putting it on the air now, again, some time ago. I think the Imam was still alive when I first mentioned it to her. But let's put up
eventually. We're going to do this. This is part of our plan, but I'd like to do it with her involved as an editor, but it doesn't have to be if she don't want to be. If we have a body of people, 1,000 people, and that's nothing. You take 50 states, excuse me, and you take 20 people out of 50 states, you got 1,000. That ain't nothing. We could do that all day long and still wouldn't touch nobody. But say we get 20 people out of every state, and the 20 people or 20 entities could be 10 masjids, and one of the entities from the masjid is the imam, the office of imam, not necessarily the particular imam, but the office of imam, and the masjid. If they were to, we had the people, when the time come, everybody put up $1,000. If it takes you a period of time, if you're doing it from the masjid, if you got 10 people in the masjid, you know, that are your membership, and I'm speaking small, each of the people put up $200. So that means you got $1,000 for the imam and $1,000 being put up for the masjid, for the office of imam, not personally the imam. And those two entities, those two pieces could actually be a part of something that's getting started that will put something into the pot regularly for the masjid itself and for the office of imam. So the imam himself couldn't take it away. There's other things that I have in mind that could be done that it's the imams. But it's good to have something that would always protect and cover the imam, something, some sources, some resources coming in through these entities. But that's 20 people. Now, I put this in the Muslim Journal years ago, right around, right before, or right after the imam passed. And some smart person in the community that wanted to start something, a program that we're getting ready to go to, told the publisher, the editor at that time, don't put my article in. Let's just work on the program that we're still doing. And I asked them, I said, why Negroes feel like they only can do one thing at a time? We don't cut off one thing, just do everything. So my point is, if you got 50 states and you just take one masjid from each masjid, excuse me, one masjid representing two people, and you find in the state 20 of them. So that means you really need 10 entities, 10 masjids, and you put up something for the imam and the masjid. You got the money that's needed that will bring you $1 million to put in something. $1 million could buy, as I suggested to Sister Aisha back then, that they were in that little mall over there in Chicago, not too far from where the imam used to speak at the hotel. And I said, maybe you'll find, back then prices was low enough, you find a mall similar to the one they were operating out of it and buy it. It may be one that's not in use. You know, we ride around in our neighborhoods and sometimes, not just our neighborhood, our cities, and there's properties just sitting. So back then it was dirt cheap pretty much compared to today. But buy that building, rent out everything in the building and keep the sizable building for the Muslim Journal's, Not a publishing. In that particular one, you do book writing, book publishing. Don't do the paper. Let the people that's doing your paper do your paper. But buy the material. And I'm saying this publicly because this is what we got to suggest. There's some brothers out of Washington, young brothers. They were living in Philly. They doing publishing. We got publishers here. And I'm trying to say to them, keep your skills up because eventually we're going to have a place to publish our own books. Writing books, publishing books, movies. You know, after books, you got movies. When do we move into our world? We move into it as soon as we start doing it. And it, you know, ain't nobody gonna give it to us. Santa Claus coming, but we ain't waiting for that. But if we just look at it logically, and I'm saying, if my numbers are off, then let me know. But what kind of problem would that be? If you got 200 people in the masjid, everybody get $10. Putting something for an imam who don't have a job but being the imam to have some funds come in, because there's a business that's built, entity that's built, that actually can send some a certain amount of money back. And then the other piece is for the masjid, where that particular amount of money coming off the business will help maintain the masjid. Now, there's nothing wrong with us putting on the charity slip, something for the masjid, something for the imam. And we need to, and when I first suggested this, I'm going to take this, let the speaker come on once again, and then I'll tell you this other piece that I suggested for Imam Muhammad and what he had told me. So right now, I just turned on your mic once again, 504400.
Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Something that wrote I like to share. Bismillah ar-Rahman.
Come on.
Good morals can't pass the test of this world without the help of the brain. Politicians and the media playing games, driving people insane, all about glory, money, and fame. We need more discipline and self-control. Acts a lot to help us utilize what we know. Our social needs is our responsibility. It's around give us ease after difficulty. We need a spirit that encourages us to meet challenges every day. We have to deserve faith. Common sense can keep us safe. We finish one task, immediately accept another. Pool our resources together, life will be better. Unity is peace. It takes a lot to supply a neighborly need. The interaction of the muscle of man keeps him living and progressing. Stop asking and start giving. Life demands sacrifice. We cannot beat the world by getting up and striking out against it without a morally, intellectually, economically sound life of our own. Sometimes the enemies can be the temptation to be lazy, inactive, and idle. If we want to succeed, then struggle. Build the institution you need and be more responsible. Our most precious gifts from God is our free intellect. Fulfill all obligation. Give humanity our best. Assalamu alaikum.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, my brother. Yes, sir. And we got to have voices like that, messages like that. Just think about if we replace that. Not replace that, excuse me. If we use things like that to replace what we hear on our towers, our radio program that we hear every day that's telling people about killing and bees and, you know, all this kind of stuff. All the N-word that they honor, young people are honoring the N-word, they think, instead of recognizing that they actually, you know, just taking themselves down. So everything that we need, we got it. It's in the generations that have already been here for a little bit of time. We just got to come together, bring everybody together. Even the time for the imams, I remember telling some of the same imams that I mentioned a little while ago, they were speaking, I forget what city we were in. But either way, I told them, Detroit, I believe it was. And I told them, three or four of them, our brother that's passed, may Allah forgive him, and a few others. I said, you know, you all insult yourself. The imam had passed already. So they said, what you mean? I said, you all come and do a Juma. See, my mind works with business. Business will elevate us. Everybody, single person, have to be in business, but we got to be business-minded people. I said, you come and do a Juma, and before you send, or Talib, and before you finish good, you shake a few hands and then run right down to the cafeteria or wherever the cafeteria is in the masjid and start selling your tapes. I said, that's not the way to do it. You get with the imam of the masjid and get to know the imams around the country, especially because these imams were taught by Imam Muhammad and they were students of, some of them were students of each other. But they pretty tight. I said, what you should do is you should know all the imams around the country and let them know. Each month, I'm going to send you 100 tapes. Each month. Now, each one of them. And then you figure out how many imams are just in the city that you're in. If they do that all around the country, 50 states. So if you send each one of them 100. Now, tapes, CDs, and things of that nature, they cost pennies when you buy enough of them. So you send the tapes. You get the right equipment so you can tape it properly, have your people that are working with you that records it and makes sure that the cover is looking nice, you know, it's inviting. And you send them to the imam. He may not have no money. You send them, say, imam, I'm going to send you 100 tapes this week. So imagine if it's 10 imams that is loved from around the city that was from that circle with Imam Muhammad. And they got a good grip on Arabic. They got a good grip on the history of our own, our people, et cetera, et cetera. And they send in that knowledge to every imam in the country. Sending it to them. Say, give you 100. Sell them for $10. Give me 5. Imam, you keep the other 5. The imam, the average imam ain't no businessman. So what would he do with the 5? I mean, the other 5. What he going to do? How he going to get that? He look on the floor right in his own masjid and see the businessman on the floor or the business sister on the floor. And he give them the tape. He said, look, sell this. We want to make sure Imam so-and-so get his money. So you give me that $5 first. Then me and you split the other 5. You get $225. Here's a salesman. He going to jump at it. Why? He ain't got to put out no money. He getting the tapes. All he got to do, he got some of the top imams in our community. That they all they got to do is go get the tapes and sell them. Some of our poets, et cetera, sell them. And then when he sell them, send them their money first. 50% goes to the owner. Then the imam and that brother, do you know how rich the imam will be? He ain't a businessman, but he would if he got 10 people doing business and got those tapes and selling like that, and he getting that in, it might start off only being 100 tapes coming to that masjid, to that one brother and another 100 to a sister. Before long, they selling them wholesale to somebody. They're taking one of their dollars off maybe. Because the key is if a person can sell the material and not put out their money, they're making 100%. They didn't put nothing out. They're standing on their stand anyway, but the stuff they got may not be selling. You just gave them some language that's going to wake people up. All I'm saying is this. Everything we do has to be tied to love, unity, faith, trust, and making ourselves prosperous enough to build that community. And we don't have to have a community built together, but build a community where we see our businesses in our neighborhood, and we'll change a lot of things. As we build our business, we make sure it's clear messages going out across the country. Don't do no harm to no Muslim. Don't let us have to come in the neighborhood and get you. You got guns, you better keep them in your pocket or put them back in the house because you will. We can go back to where we used to be. And what I mean by that, we weren't dirty. Right here in Philadelphia, the police would see us tying a fire to some people that did some wrong. They come up and they sit on the corner with their sirens running while we whooping them. When we finish and they laying in the street, the police will come up and lock them up. They say that we know the Muslims don't touch nobody unless you did something to them. So we're taking you in. We don't even want to hear your story. Then eventually, after the Honorable Ali Muhammad started getting sicker and sicker and sicker, all of a sudden the poison came into the temple. So we got to block that. We got to make sure the heart is halal, the mindset is halal, that we're doing the things that we're supposed to do. And if we do those things and set them right, what would Allah do but help us? Allah don't break none of his promises. If you are who you are as the Muslim, as the believer in Allah, you don't break your promises. So you know Allah don't break no promises. Establish this community in a way that it prospers, and in its prosperity, it's shared. And in that sharing, the community gets better. Happiness comes back into the world. Pleasure comes back into the world. Because if we leave it up to these people that just want to be leaders and prove how much they can hate, and you can see to a degree, some are getting tired of it because even the way this thing working with the blind head virus that I spoke of that was in the White House, who talking about coming back, he may wind up in jail. I'm praying. I don't have to pray for it. Allah tells me I don't have to pray for that. But I'd like to see him just go ahead on into the prison and sit down in there for a while, let them shake him up and get his lawyers to help get some of them brothers out that shouldn't be in jail. That's the world they're in, so they can use that kind of help. They need somebody to come in that's willing to donate for protection. And I know this from experience. There's a right here in Philadelphia, the mob used to call my cousin who was locked up in jail and ask him what he wanted. Why they wanted to know what he wanted. He in prison. Now think about that. They in a prison over here, and they able to call up there into the prison to talk to him. The authorities allowed this. Mm-hmm. This kind of world we live in now.
Right.
Why they asking my cousin? Why he asking my cousin what you need? And my cousin asked me. We was on a visit one day. Me and Minister Jeremiah and a couple other brothers. I don't even want to say online what the minister wanted him to do. But anyway, my cousin finally got to, I'm going to tell him to give me his lawyer. I said, no, don't do that. His lawyer getting ready to get locked up too. I said, set up a visit. Now think about this here. This is an inmate in prison over the Muslims, but nonetheless, he's an inmate. I'm visiting. He and this other mob guy is down in the prison in the county. He got a call to the one that's in the prison, which is my cousin, the penitentiary. So I told him, well, can you call him back? He said, yeah, I can call him back. Think about that. Now, they locked up, but they can make phone calls to each other. The authority is going to let them to make phone calls. I said, tell them I'm going to come into prison Wednesday, and I'll tell them what I want for you. You know what I mean? So he said, okay. And I said, after I said that to him, I said, I'm going to tell them to just put somewhere between $20,000 to $50,000 in your account and let you get your own lawyer. I said, if there's anything left over, help some of the other brothers. Now, that's not shaking him now. Yeah. Why is he calling my cousin? Because he wants protection. He's the mob. He's a criminal for real. But he want protection from the blacks. In the prison, yeah, from the blacks.
Yeah,
when I was away myself, I had to let the brothers know, the African Americans up there, you hurt one more person for them Italians. So I'm going to bring the nation against you. We're going to wipe you out. You know what I mean? They stopped doing it. You know what I mean? So that's just experience. This is what I've started off with today. Our experiences, we got them for a reason. And don't be corrupt. Don't come corrupt. Don't come wrong. Be an honest, trustworthy, loving person, having faith in God. Having faith in Allah in a way that you're not crossing no line, because that's what happened to the nation. We crossed the line. All of us know, but we all feel the effect of it. So we got everything we need with ourselves to build the model community. And it's simple. Like I say, if we took on this task right now to say, let's build us for the Muslim Journal a publishing property for published paper. If we did that right now, right this moment, it would only take, like I say, 20 entities per state. You know what I mean? That 20 entities per state will give you the number that you need and then get $1,000 per entity, four per entity. You got $1,000,000. We could go buy a property full of offices, one of these plazas or one of these places that they like a little mall, strip mall, with a number of properties in it, and one property could be just represented by making books, writing books. Now, books may, to some people, books might not be too big, but when you get people telling their story and you writing them and you publishing them, and it's helping their family grow because now they're educating their own, we will be changing the way our people think. Because an editor can help person see, don't put this in there. You know what I mean? Do the things that need to be done. I see another Jan. So 914-434, your line is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum.
Oh, yeah, I want to say something. Kind of set the record straight here. That is, the corruption had come into the temple long before the Honorable Muhammad health was getting bad.
That's right. You're right. Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah. In other words, remember this here, like the piece I said about the, well, Allah told the angel, look at the world I built for the humanity, for the people. Oh, my Lord, everybody got problems. Everybody's going to heaven. Look at it after Shaitan touches. Oh, my Lord, nobody's going to heaven. So Shaitan is doing his thing, but Shaitan can't beat us. We just got to be willing to work together, love each other. Shaitan can't even break that door. We love each other. Shaitan, he's going to try. Let's put this in there so he don't love each other. But love alone ain't enough. You got to trust each other. Then trust is not enough. Still got to have faith. So you have those three things first, at least those three things first for Allah. But then you got to have it in you for each other. But then Shaitan came. Shaitan was not made to beat us. That's why he said, I got no authority. Go ahead, my brother.
Well, yeah, along those lines also, you know, Imam had said, you know, that when he introduced us to the Focolare,
yes,
he said they had something that we lost. And what you speak
yes.
about love, we had that love during that time. And that's when he
right.
said we lost
that.
It. That's
right.
That's why something that we lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
And while I would like to say, you know, while we are building, I think you say going to have a program meeting in around April or June, somewhere in that area. That's a little while ago.
Right.
That's why I say, you know, we got something bigger than Chinese food, brother. I've been saying it a number of times. We keep repeating that. We got the true laundry detergent. I mean, we can do that because all of us, everybody uses laundry detergent. Everybody has to wash their clothes. And if
we move that, while
we are building, everyone in this community, everyone should be used because this is our product. Nobody else has a product, a laundry detergent like we have. We are way up there with Tide and Gaines and all those. I mean, if we all start using the true laundry detergent because that helps bring our community together. Because the brothers
that came together
on it in 2006, two of them are from our community, Mahdi Muhammad, and two of them are from Nation Islam. And the top chemist that brought the problem together, he's from Nation Islam.
Yes. I'm aware of it. I'm aware of it. And I reached out for Zachariah. I have to say that. I didn't hear back from him. I know where Masjid he at, but I didn't hear back from him, and I thought about him this week some more. But we'll get all to that. No question about that. We'll get that because we need markets that he can ship load, that you all can ship loads of material that can be actually, just as I said about an imam, letting brothers sell the tape. The material come in, we need sellers. Me buying a box for my house, that's okay, but we need sellers that'll take them to the market.
Right.
And when they take them to the market, that's how we did in the past. We had our bean pies in all the markets. And once upon a time, that's all really we had to put out, bean pies. Our bakery, we want our bakeries to open up and do you know we were really the ones who formulated wheat bread? Not us alone, but we made it popular.
Mm-hmm.
Nation of Islam made it popular when everybody else was eating white bread. Nation of Islam was willing to actually stick their neck on wheat bread, and all of a sudden everybody eat wheat bread. But let us take a PSA right now so we can be online with that.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Nirmat Shaheed, restorative justice practitioner for the Oakland Unified School District and host on AM 360's The Pearls of Women Quranic Mondays. We're asking you to help us make a difference in the life of a student. We need you to spread the word that CWSC is offering 5 college scholarships in the form of direct financial aid to students who qualify and are graduating from high school this year or current college students. Learn more and apply online today at cwsc.us. But hurry, the deadline for applications is June the 20th. Thank you for helping secure our next generation's intelligentsia. Assalamu alaikum.
Because there is no God but the one God. Bye-bye.
Yes, join us every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry. Do for self. With your host, Iman Wali Ayub Bilal, founder and CEO of Bilal's Inc., and co-hosts Jane Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal's Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self. To build the model community, connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at area code 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at area code 515-605-9891 or area code 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org. Parent Corporation Community Wide Shore Conference at CWSC-US, or leave a listener comment at area code 910-317-0297. Thank you.
Thank you, Nate. Assalamu alaikum once again. As I'm stating, we have to be those who see that we, Allah gives to us the ability to do for ourselves. And every so many years, I don't want to say just centuries or decades or whatever, we can look back in the history and see where there was a big push that changed the momentum and the direction for the growth of the African-American descendant of slaves. I used to wonder, even as a youngster, when I first saw a younger man, how did the coming out of slavery, how did they have this body of people that knew something about politics when we talked about Du Bois all the strength of those African-Americans or those slaves at that time that came into the seat of politics, came into the seat of education, came into the seat of doing different things. How God moved us along. Now, I didn't have the sense that I see in it today from having different experiences, but everything we need to build this nation, everything, we have to have our schools that we educate our own. We have to have that. Sister Clara Muhammad University, I want to build an establishment that's the University of Islam, which means in that area, there's not just an elementary school. There's a middle school, there's a high school, there's a college. Why? That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us when he gave us the University of Islam, not limited. So in that, do I want to build it like I'm going to teach it? No. My thing is how to get the wealth together. I believe the halal industry will have the wealth. Allah, please, that we open that property and set it up properly, set it up in the proper way. we will have the income coming in, the economics coming in, coming through those doors, and others that will be like that, that will put us in anything that we need to have. I'm not talking about what we want to have, anything we need to have. We need educational facilities that are top, more up there with everything else that's around the world that's considered to be the top. Not copying. Oh, I want to be like them. No, let's throw that stuff in the trash. I don't want to be like nobody, but I want to reach the potential, if Allah will, that he want me to have. To each is turned to a goal, he says. So that means you have your own possibilities go as high. Don't want to be like somebody that might not go as high as you can go. You just don't know it yet because you didn't do it. But we need to work on having the thing. We need communication. You know, when war is held, brought in on a country, as we see with Ukraine, one of the first things they try to do is cut off communication. You cut off communication, you usually could wipe the people out. So one of the things we need is communication. We have to have our Muslim Journal, our other papers, radio programs, TV. We have to have it all. Social media of different types. We have to have something that gives a clean, good, great message to our people to do for self. And it can't be anti. What I mean by anti, you ain't a Muslim yet, so I don't want to talk to you. Get that stuff. Take that back across the water. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, brother, you're not free till your people are free.
Yeah.
How we got some of our brothers and sisters calling their mothers Catholics because somebody from overseas taught them. Well, they still Christians. They're Catholics. They ain't Catholics. They ain't had Islam yet. That's all. And with this mixed up picture that comes from somewhere else, they don't know what they're looking at. When our people look at it, that looks strange. When they saw the Nation of Islam, when we saw the Nation of Islam, it cleaned up old drinking Joe, took him off the corner. He was moving people to the right before drugs got in our neighborhood. Then it fought the drugs in our neighborhood. With what? Just common sense. Some people wasn't going to get off drugs, wasn't going to get off alcohol, but got off. So we have to live the Al-Islam. Hadith man Muhammad took us away from just Islam. We have to live the Al-Islam. We have to live the submission to God and call praise. And looking at our numbers, it's a numbers game, so to speak. Like I say, we need 1,000 people to put up $1,000 to have $1 million to open up something that belongs to us. I suggested even to Muslim Journal, I'll do it again when I talk to them. I keep saying, recently I've been saying I'm going to call her and forget to call. You know what I mean? But I want to find out. What does it take to 1,000 members together? That means you got say on that board. 1,000 members put up $1,000 and buy a plot of land. Might be already a strip mall. Buy the whole thing. Ain't nobody sitting in it. Buy it. Make sure there's a major book producing business there. They could do cards. They could do different things. But known for actually people, just like the sister spoke, having someone that's saying, come on, tell your story. Our stories will actually open the eyes of many of our young. Our young ain't no different than us. What woke us up? Telling the story. Our foreparents, I'll be 75 in a few days. My father and them, many of the people that was around them, couldn't read or write. Some of them started learning to read and write later. But when they gave stories, those stories were stories of strength. So now we ain't telling them the story. TikTok telling the story. And that ain't the way that it should be. It has to be where we see ourselves helping the future. Now, the future of those who have been weak and deprived of things, kept on the bottom, forced to make themselves even look like they're not worthy to go to the top. Once they find a reward of Allah as a body, they become the mercy to humanity. Everybody can grow. But when you have this ugly situation where people think they're kings and whatever they call themselves doing, the way they treat people, you don't do what I say, we'll kill all of you. It shouldn't be like that. Shouldn't be like that. I would like for, we still got a few minutes, just a few minutes, but 914-434, push your one to take your hand off, because I think I just left you up there. But if you want to say something, then push it again to put it back up. So therefore, if you're saying something, I'll try to give you these last minutes. If not, it just move the hand so I know that I already spoke to you. I believe that you were the last one that spoke. But anyway, you know what I mean? So I'm saying to us, it's a blessing to have AM 360. We need more of us telling people to tune in, not just to me. It'd be nice. I appreciate that. But to AM 360, period. If you don't know the different programs, just tell them to call in. You sometimes call in and see if anything's on. Sometimes nothing's on. I've had that. You know what I mean? Where it just says your show will be on in so many hours. So I don't know the whole roster, but the bottom line is let us share information. And we got to have our towers. I'm pushing that too. And we need something like community-wide Shore Conference to be able to have the layout of what we need to have 24/7 on our own tower if we had it today. Might not can get it to next year. But why not have the plan of how I'll use it? How will we use it to benefit us in this country and around the world? Certain towers are strong enough to speak around the world. We don't want no weak tower. We want a tower that actually can reach the world. We can direct the world. We can talk to people all over. And we have to believe that. So I've just been told I got 90 seconds, so I'm going to end it with that by saying I'm very grateful to have met people of AM 360, to be a part of that group, that body, that get an opportunity to speak to the listeners that come on each week, each day, hearing different programs, not just mine. I'm very grateful to be a part of that. And I pray that all of us will see each other or find a way to send someone to the convention. Should we be blessed by Allah to have it that we're talking about, that we plan to do in July of this coming year, 2023. Assalamu alaikum. Speak with you all next week, Allah willing, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. next Wednesday.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Abdul Shaheed. Please tune in every Wednesday at 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Optimal Health. We discuss health from a natural and scientific perspective and what must be done to achieve optimal health. To your optimal health is within your reach. Peace.